Thank you, Madam Chair. I also welcome and congratulate the State Party on the creation of the Ministry for Women and Gender Equity, along with advisory and CSO councils to facilitate integration of a gender perspective within the state's governmental mechanisms at all levels, including in municipalities and for initiatives in different sectors and spheres of social structures. However, effective functioning of the machinery to achieve substantive transformative result remains inadequate. Thus, the following questions. On mandate, authority, and resourcing, what percentage of the national budget has been allocated to the ministry and sectoral gender desks annually in the past 3 years, and what staffing levels and expertise are available to deliver the mandate? What accountability or surveillance measures, instruments, and protocols have been instituted to ensure compliance of stakeholders with CEDAW principles? On coordination, how does the ministry coordinate with its organs, including the civil society and ministerial advisory councils, to ensure synergy and avoid duplications or silos while addressing intersectionality? Within the gender architecture, please explain the distinct mandate and responsibilities of the National Service for Women and Gender Equity. What operating procedures and systems exist to influence, to enhance efficiency and reach? How is the ministry empowered to effectively influence high-level decision-making processes of other sectoral ministries? And what is the working relationship with the legislature, NHRI, and the media? Regarding the extensive training, which I commend, and capacity building on CEDAW, what protocol standards or instruments have been developed to enhance compliance with CEDAW obligations and positively impact women's rights protection and public service delivery by the judiciary, law enforcement, and civil servants? Was any specific training provided to the judiciary on the rights of LGBTI plus women? And have similar programs been extended to the private sector for enhanced capacities for detecting, responding to, and remedying women's rights concerns to bridge disparities across sectors? On operational and systemic gaps, the fourth National Plan on Equality Between Women and Men is commendable. What strategic priorities and targets have been agreed with allocated budget to implement the plan? Are these linked to the national development priorities and the SDG implementation, and how well are they being achieved? Is there a gender-responsive budget law or policy, and do all ministries have dedicated budgets to implement the plan? Please provide budget breakdown for the past 3 years. And are issues of disadvantaged women, such as indigent, rural, indigenous, or migrant women, integrated into national priorities? What concrete mechanisms exist for monitoring the effective implementation of international recommendations at local levels across the State Party, and how is civil society included in efforts to comply with the convention, its protocols, and the committee's recommendation? On data and statistics, I commend your effort, but my question is there a national gender data bank? And how is sufficient disaggregated data on women's status across sectors generated to inform strategic gender analysis, identification of drivers of gender inequalities, and their root causes for more tactical and transformative interventions? Finally, please provide comprehensive data on beneficiaries of the Fund for Gender Equality in the last 3 years, disaggregated by volume, thematic focus, geographic location, disability, sexual orientation, and vulnerability, like widows, indigent, rural, indigenous, migrants, and incarcerated women. Thank you very much, Your Excellencies.